Welcome to Torah Timach Nachyomi with Yo-Yo Women's Initiative. This is Hindi Mendelowitz. Today we'll be studying Shmuel Bet, Perek Yud, Chapter 10. Vayachrechen. Each chapter, each perek that begins with Vayachrechen is linking itself to that which came before. After he devoted himself to doing chesed for the descendant of his dear friend Yonasan, David then continued on this path of looking for chesed that had to be done. And he turns now to Hanun, who is the king of Ammon, newly instated. Because Vayamas Melech Bnei Ammon, the previous king, who was Nachash Melech Ammon, died. Vayamloch Hanun Bno Tachtav. And his son Hanun is now coronated as the new king of Ammon. Pasuk Bet, Vayomel David Ese Chesed im Hanun Ben Nachash, Kasher Asa Aviv Imadi Chesed. I would like to do Chesed, I would like to do extend kindness to the new king of Ammon, just as his father extended chesed to me. What was this chesed that was done? And Rashi explains over here the tragic, tragic event that we've discussed before, where in trying to protect his family, David had sent them to be sheltered by the king of Moab, expecting him to do good for his family because they were related through his great-grandmother, Ruth. But as we saw, in fact, the king of Moab brutally killed the family of David. One brother escaped and actually did find shelter with the king of Ammon, Nachash Melech Ammon. David would now like to repay the chesed that was done, with the king of Ammon having saved his one brother who survived this massacre. And the way in which he will do this chesed is Vayishlach David Nachamo. David sends messengers on his behalf to comfort and to transmit his condolences on the loss of the father of Hanun, who was Nachash Melech Ammon. Pasukimo. Vayomru Sarei Bnei Ammon el Hanun Adonehem. The officers of Ammon said to Hanun, their new king, Hamechabei David Esavicha Be'enecha, Ki Shalach Lecha Menachamim. Halo Bavo Chakor Esair, Uleragla, Ulehafcha, Shalach David Es Avadav Elecha. These officers of Ammon are suspicious and say to their king, it is clear David has not sent these messengers to comfort you, but rather he has sent them to spy and to find our weaknesses. Believing this malicious gossip, Pasuk Dalid, Vayikach Hanun es Avdei David, Vayigalach es Chatzi Zekanam, Vayichros es Madvehem Bachetzi, Ad Shesoseihem Vayishalchem. Hanun inflicts upon these messengers of David a tremendous disgrace. He shaves half of their beards in a ridiculous way, so they are half bearded, half clear. He also cuts their clothing halfway until their underclothing and then sends them back. A tremendous disgrace. The Malbim explains the half-shaving, half-stripping as being, on the one hand, there is the, so to speak, kavod that you do for me, so they remain half-bearded. On the other hand, there is the suspicion that you are spies and therefore they are half-shaven. Pasuk Hei, Vayagidu le David, it is told to David of this terrible disgrace, Vayishlach lekrasam, ki hayu anashim nichlamim me'od. And he sends towards these messengers who were tremendously embarrassed. Vayomer hamelech, shvu biricho, ad yitzamach zikanchem v'shavtem. David, in an effort to help protect their dignity, recommends to them to remain in Yericho until the half of their faces that was shaved regrows. As the Radak points out, he didn't take the quicker path of saying just shave the other half, because in those days it was the minhag not to shave the beard, and you'll remain there in Yericho until you have a normal appearance, and then you'll return. Pasuk Vav, Vayu'u bnei Ammon kiniv ashu b'David. The people of Ammon, understand that they have lost favor in the eyes of David. They have become disgusting to him. Expecting a reprisal, they take preemptive action. Vayishlichu v'nei Ammon v'yiskiru es aram beis rechov v'es aram tzova eslim elef ragli v'es melech ma'acha elef ish v'ish tov shem asar elef ish. The people of Ammon, expecting that David will now attack them, hire mercenary soldiers from other kings. They hire tens of thousands of soldiers from Aram Beis Rechov and Aram Tzova, and from another figure called Ishtov, and from Ma'acha. Vayishma David. David hears them massing for war. Vayishlach es Yoav es kol hatzava hagiborim. And only hearing that they are massing for war, David calls his general Yoav and his entire army. Vayetzu bnei Ammon, the people of Ammon left, vayalchu melchama, and they staged themselves for war. Pesach ha-sha'al, at the entrance to the city, ve'aram tzova, ruchov, ve'ish tov u'ma'acha levadam basadeh. So the troops of Ammon are at the entrance of the city, and then these four kings that we've mentioned who were hired to prop up their army remain alone basadeh in the field. So there is a two-front attack. Pasuk tet, vayal Yoav, ki aysa elav pnei ha-melchama, mipanim u'me'achol. Yoav sees that there are two fronts now to this battle. Vayevchol mikol bachurei Yisrael, vayaruch likras aram. He calls all of the finest soldiers of Yisrael and sets himself up facing Aram. Ve'es yeser ha'am nasam biyad avishai achiv, vayaruch likras bnei Ammon. Seeing there are two fronts to the battle, where Aram is set up in the sadeh, and Ammon is at the gates of the city, Yoav also prepares two forces. He has behind him a force who is going to face Aram, and then he sets up his brother Avishai to lead the force who will face Ammon. Vayomer, and Yoav says to his brother Avishai, Im techezak Aram mimeni, vayisali Yeshua, v'im bnei Ammon yechezgu mimcha, v'halachti lehoshia lach. Each of us will defend the other. And if one of our forces becomes overwhelmed by the enemy, the other force will then arrive to prop us up. Pasuk Yud Bet, a pasuk of tremendous power. Chazak v'nischazak be'ad aminu. Let us strengthen ourselves on behalf of our nation. Uv'ad arei elokeinu. And on behalf of the cities of our God, of Eretz Yisrael. V'Hashem ya'aseh hatov be'enav. And Hashem will do that which is good in his eyes. This pasuk seems to hold a key of that balance that seems so elusive for many of us. The balance of how much we invest in our own hishtadlut, our own efforts, versus how much we place our bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this pasuk becomes actually the yesod, the fundamental foundation for many conversations amongst the Mefarshim of this proper balance, as it is relevant in war, as it is relevant in every area of activity that we as humans engage in. And this 15-minute overview of Tanakh is not the forum for a deep exploration, but to bring some of the Mefarshim here on the page. Firstly, the Ralbag, who says, focusing on the words, Chazak v'nischazak be'ad aminu. We cannot rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do a nes, to do a miracle, because that's not the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses to operate in day-to-day life. The sea does not split more than once in history. But rather, we must do our full efforts and invest our capabilities to whatever extent possible. Once we have done our hishtadlut, once we have done our maximum capability without relying on an open miracle, then we rely that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do HaTov Be'enav. We rely that once we have done our maximum, the results are not in our hands, but rather we do the maximum believing that the result ultimately is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we hope and trust that he will do that which is good based on the efforts we expended. Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz in Sichot Musar talks about the balance between hishtadlut, our efforts, and bitachon, relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get the deed done. And he says this is really tricky, because in life we are in a pattern of chazak v'nischazak. We have to do our maximum hishtadlut. The trap people fall in is believing that their hishtadlut, their efforts, are what guarantee the result. That's actually not the case. Says Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, if that is so, that that's not the case, well, if we have certain results as our goal, what is a human being to do to ensure that it's achieved? And the answer that seems to be brought over here, in the words of Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, we don't necessarily increase hishtadlut beyond whatever is reasonable, but when we deepen or increase or invest in our bitachon, then we can trust v'Hashem yaseh hatov be'enav. The Metzudot points out over here, chazak v'nischazak ba'ad aminu, we have to strengthen, we have to gird ourselves and do our very best. Once that has been done, we've done our all. then we have to let go and trust. V'Hashem ya'aseh hatov be'enav. Partnering with the Mitzudot, the Chida points out, Hashem ya'aseh hatov be'enav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do what is good in His eyes. We must do our best, but then we must trust that the results are not necessarily in our hands, but we must have bitachon, we must have security in the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do that which is good, not necessarily in our eyes, but He will do what is good be'enav, in His eyes. And there has to be a bitachon, not necessarily according to the Mitzudot, and this is an idea that is followed by the Chazon Ish. Bitachon does not necessarily mean, and there are others who think differently, that Hashem will do what is good in our eyes, that we will get the results that we ordered, but we do have to have bitachon that if these are the results that came, these are good. And in Hashem's eyes, which are omniscient and further reaching and more true than ours, that which comes as the product of our efforts is good. And to sum up with the ending of the Mitzudot on this pasuk, unikabel be'ahava. Bitachon means accepting with love that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us as the result of the effort we invested, because whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us is tov be'enav, is the ultimate good, as only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can see it. Pasuk Yud Gimel, after this pep talk, Vayigash Yoav v'ha'am asher imo l'milchama ba'aram, vayanusu mipanav. Yoav and his force approach in battle Aram, and in fact, vayanusu mipanav, Aram flees in the face of the force of Yoav. Pasuk Yudalid, remember there's another front. This is Aram who now fled. Uvnei Amon ra'u kinas Aram. Amon see that Aram, who had been hired to prop them up, have run. Vayanusu mipnei Avishai, and they then fled in the face of Avishai, the general of the other flank. Vayavo ha'il, vayashav Yoav me'al bnei Amon, vayavo Yerushalayim. They fled towards the city. But Yoav, who now has sent Aram fleeing, comes back to Yerushalayim. Vayar Aram kinigaf lefnei Yisrael, vayesfu yachad. Aram sees now that they have been completely defeated by Israel. Vayesfu yachad, and now they all gather, as the Mitzudot points out, in thinking that the more united they are, the more people they have, the closer they'll come to victory. Pasuk Tet Zayin. Vayishlach Hadad Ezer, vayotze es Aram asher me'ever hanahar, vayavo chelam, v'shovach sar tzva Hadad Ezer lifneihem. Here we find another king getting involved. Hadad Ezer brings the forces of Aram with his sar tzva, Shovach, who was renowned for his bravery and strength, to face them. Pasuk Yudal Zayin. Vayugad le David, it is told to David, now how many forces are massed against Klal Yisrael? Vayesof es Klal Yisrael, and David now, who we saw had somewhat retired from the battlefield, but now seems to head out again in the face of this danger. Vayavor es hayaldein, vayavo chelema, vayachu aram leklas David, vayilachamu imo. David leads his force across the Yaldein, comes to the city of Chelem, and Aram is massed facing David, and they begin to battle. Pasuk Yudchet, Vayanas Aram ibn Yisrael. Again, Aram now flees in the face of Israel. Vayarog David me Aram 700 rechev ve'arba'im elef parashim. David kills out 700 rechev chariots and 40,000 of the riders of those chariots. Ve'shovach sar tzva'o hika v'yamas sham. And David also kills the formidable general who has just come to the battlefield. That is Shovach, the general of Hadad Ezer. Vayiru kol hamlachim avdei Hadad Ezer, ki nigfu lefnei Yisrael. And now all of the generals who were in the service of Hadad Ezer see they have been completely vanquished by Yisrael. Vayashlimu es Yisrael. They make peace with Yisrael. Vayavdum, and they are now vassals to Yisrael. Vayiru Aram loshia od es bnei Amon. And Aram has learned their lesson. They are now afraid, and they will not come again to the aid of Ammon in doing battle against the army of David, Melech Israel. Sefer Shmuel Bet is sponsored by Hilton and Leah Lightman, Lila Yishmot, their parents, Shmuel ben David, Chana bat Yaakov Chaim, Kolonimus ben Chaim, and Saratema bat Menachem Mendel.